The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, folks. Hello. Happy Monday to you, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to be back in our Talk Radio Bunker here in Memphis, Tennessee. Had a wonderful weekend at Truett-McConnell University, and we'll talk more about that a little bit later on today. Here is the headline from our big Todd Starnes Faith and Freedom Celebration, raising over $100,000 for Truett-McConnell University. And I can promise you folks, they're going to be able to use it. They'll use every single penny of that money. It was a terrific night. Sarah gave a wonderful speech, and then we sat down in the leather chairs that you would find in any reputable library. And we had a wonderful Q&A discussion, a lot of humor, a lot of laughter. And we had a lot of folks there. I mean, a huge crowd on a Friday night, including our good friend, Congressman Jody Heiss, was there. And by the way, he's running for Secretary of State and in the state of Georgia. And he was also on the stage, invited to say a few words at Trump's rally in Perry, Georgia on Saturday. And it looked like there was a huge turnout there in Perry, Georgia. So look, we've got a lot to go over today. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. You're going to need that if you plan on calling into the program today. 844-747-8868. And our website, toddstarnes.com. We have so much going on today. And of course, Joe Biden, this news just coming in. Joe Biden is apparently going to get the jab today. He's going to get the booster shot. And we don't know why, but he's going to do this live on television, live on the radio. And if it happens during this program, we will dip in so we can hear the needle being plunged into Joe's leathery, old, wrinkly arm. I think that's a good way to describe it. So, look, we're going to start today with some weird stuff, man. Weird, weird stuff. So, look, last week on this radio program, we told you about a situation in Lake Travis, Texas. There was a mom who went to the school board meeting, and she was very upset. She was very alarmed by what she saw in her child's public school library. We're talking about middle schools here. And we played some audio for you last week of this mom going before the school board and basically just reading from these books. Do we have this audio? All right, we don't have the audio yet, so eventually we'll get to it. But this mom in Travis, Lake Travis, Texas, she read from these very profane books in the school library, and the content was so vile, was so horrific that. And again, this is, we can't even repeat these words on the radio. I wish we could read to you what these children were subjected to, but we cannot do that. Otherwise, we will be subjected to FCC fines on this radio program. But anyway, the message that this parent gave to the school board was so vile that immediately after she finished reading it, the very next day, they removed the books from the library. And there's a great lesson to be learned here. And the lesson is, if you take a stand, you're going to be able to make a difference. You don't have to go out there and burn down a city street. You don't have to go down there and march in the streets. You don't even have to go out there and beat somebody up in the name of BLM. You don't have to do that. All you've got to do is arm yourself with the truth, go down to your local school board, sign up to get a couple of minutes of airtime. You stand before the microphone, and then you just start, you let it loose. Well, the same thing happened just the other day in Fairfax County, Virginia, which is ground zero for all kinds of perversion in the public school system. This was one of the most profane things I've ever heard, but there is a school there, and three schools to be exact, and they have novels in the public school library promoting pedophilia. And folks, we're a little bit, we do have that audio. Okay, great. So I want you to hear, again, this is from Fairfax County. This is a mom. She was inspired. So last week, she heard about the lady in Texas going before her school board. So she decided, well, geez, Aloo, I wonder what they're teaching our kids in our public libraries. So she went down to the local high schools. There are three of them in Fairfax County. And she decided to see what was on the bookshelves of the high school library. And I want you to take a listen. And again, we had to bleep these words, but take a listen to what the parent had to say.
After seeing a September 9th school board meeting in Texas on pornography in the schools, I decided to check the titles at my child's school, Fairfax High School. The books were available, and we checked them out. Both of these books include pedophilia, sex between men and boys. Both books describe different acts. One book describes a fourth grade boy performing oral sex on an adult male. The other book has detailed illustrations of a man having sex with a boy. The illustrations include fellatio, sex toys, masturbation, and violent nudity. Pedophilia here. From the author, Maya Kobabe, quote, I can't wait to have your in my mouth. I am going to give you the blowjob of your life, and then I want you inside me, end quote. From the author, Jonathan Evison, what if I told you I touched another guy's What if I told you I sucked it? I was 10 years old, but it's true. I sucked Doug Goebel's the real estate guy, and he sucked mine too. This is not an oversight at Fairfax High School.
I'm sorry.
There are children in the audience here.
Do not interrupt my time. Do not interrupt my time.
I would like to remind everybody.
I will stand here until my time is restored and my time is finished. These books are in stock and available in the libraries of Robinson,
for high school
Langley,
students, ma'am.
And Annandale High School. Pornography is offensive to all
Clerk.
People. It is offensive to common decency. It is the reason why the MPAA...
Our next speaker is Alex.
So they cut her off. And you heard one of the school board members there, ma'am, how dare you? There are children in the audience. Well, you know what? There are children in the library, too. And they're allowed to read these books. Now, there was one of the school board members. I've got that guy's name here. Oh, here we go. Yes. Carl Frisch went on Twitter. He's a school board member, and he actually attacked this lady. Her name is Stacy Langdon. And this guy said he dismissed her concerns about children being exposed to books about pedophilia. And he said nothing would ever disrupt the board's commitment to LGBTQIA issues. And I guess we have to add the letter P to this as well, because now, according to school board member Carl Frisch, now we have to provide a safe space for pedophilia in the public schools of Fairfax County, Virginia. Now, I know this is a fairly detestable conversation to have during the lunch hour, but this is one we need to have here, folks, because this is simply outrageous. Outrageous. And we've got to do something about this. Because I can promise you this, if it's in the Lake Travis public school system libraries and it's in the Fairfax County public school libraries, you better believe these books. By the way, one is called Lawn Boy and the other is called Gender Queer, a Memoir. You better believe those books may very well be in your child's public library. You say, Todd, what do I care? I don't have any kids. You know what? You're a taxpayer. Do you really want your money going to support pedophilia? Is that what you want? So much was made of this that the very next day, guess what happened? The school board was forced to remove those books from the public school library. So what are we now? 2-0. All it took was a mom, a concerned mom, just one mom, getting up and reading out of the books at the public school board meeting. And guess what happened? They backtracked, ladies and gentlemen. They backtracked. They backed down. So what is the lesson? Well, we got a lot of lessons. First of all, you need to get down to your local school public library and find out what the heck is on those bookshelves. But it cannot stop there. We also need to find out, in Fairfax County, Virginia, you folks need to pay close attention here. We need to find out who in the school system thought it was a good idea to promote pedophilia in the library. That person needs to be fired, and then you need to call the police department. Because there's some freaky stuff going on between the stacks at the public libraries in Fairfax County, Virginia. Unbelievable what's happening here, folks. Unbelievable. Just understand where we are in America. And by the way, what's up with this pervert on the school board? We need to sit down and poll every single person on the Fairfax County School Board, and we need to find out who supports pedophilia and who does not. It is time to out the perverts. But I want you to understand where we are in American society right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's okay. It's okay to have a book in the public school library called Lawn Boy about putting Part A into Part B, about 14-year-old boys performing sex acts on grown men. That's okay. But you can't have a book about Huckleberry Finn or Little House on the Prairie or To Kill a Mockingbird or Dr. Seuss. What is wrong with us, folks? What is wrong with America? You better get it together, ladies and gentlemen, or else we're going to lose this country. You better get it together. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website again, toddstarns.com. We'll be right back, America.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
I can't imagine what the United States would be like without Alliance Defending Freedom. I've been covering their stories for a number of years. We've had most of their clients on our radio show. Alliance Defending Freedom, fighting for religious liberty, free speech, marriage and family, parental rights, and of course, the pro-life movement. And they are very successful at what they do. 13 Supreme Court victories since 2011, and they have played a significant role in many other court cases around the country. But here's what's really amazing about Alliance Defending Freedom. They provide legal services to their clients free of charge. Do not charge a penny. And that's where you come into the picture. We are helping Alliance Defending Freedom raise money so they can continue to fight for our freedom. And I want to encourage you right now to consider investing $100 in the Freedom Fund. Help Alliance Defending Freedom continue to fight these court battles and be ready when your freedoms are threatened too. All you need to do is click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at toddstarnes.com or call 855-716-7461. That's the ADF banner, toddstarnes.com, or call 855-716-7461. Again, I would love for someone on the Fairfax County School Board to explain why the Cat in the Hat is bad for children, yet it's okay for children to read books about grown men doing God knows what to little boys. But this is your public school system, ladies and gentlemen. And if you do not want to take back your school system, you better homeschool your kids. And that is one of the great things that has happened as a result of this China virus pandemic, is that many moms and dads have finally figured out, holy crap, what are they teaching my kid? You know, our kid, we send our kid to public school, and they come back home. They don't know what their pronouns are, and they're a Marxist. What's going on? Well, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Mike on Nuga Radio, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Mike, what's going on?
Hit my hot button. Well, they are of reprobate minds, and you can't fix it. It's the government institutions of lower learning. Since I was in seventh grade, I knew the system had to be abolished. It cannot work, does not work with a country that believes in liberty. It is one of the planks, I believe, the sixth plank of the Communist Manifesto. It is total indoctrination. It cannot be fixed. These people, Todd, don't get it. I pride myself on getting thrown out of parties and barbecues by telling 95% of the people there they're morons. And they are. The American people deserve this because they can't understand basic, simple principles of free enterprise. There is no competition in this bureaucracy. It's an indoctrination center. It is so simple to see. I wish people just stopped paying their property taxes and defund them. They have got to go away. There's no way to solve it. There's no way to solve it. The government institutions, public schools, and liberty are mutually exclusive. If we just vote the right school board in. No, these are not very bright people. They may have degrees, but they're not educated.
Well, you know, education, Mike, and again, to your point, just not too far from Chattanooga, Lee University, where I went to school, a Church of God affiliated, a Christian university, and even they are dealing with these kinds of issues with the liberalization and the leftism that is beginning to creep into Christian higher education now. So even, you know, again, it is so important for moms and dads to be smart, and they have to invest themselves into what their kids are learning. That being said, Chattanooga, I mean, by and large, is a pretty conservative area. But, Mike, I guarantee you the school districts are being run by leftists.
Oh, yeah. I look at definition, which is important. Education is defined as to give proper moral, physical, and intellectual instruction. They admit they can't teach morals. Therefore, they're not educating. They're schooling. It is a failed system. And you know what, Todd? I wasn't educated in a religious household, but I knew in seventh grade it was a fraud, and they were trying to diss God when they were teaching evolution, and they could not back up their theory. And at that point, I looked into it and said, you guys are a bunch of fraudsters. And then my next question was, why can't I go to the school that's closer to my house? What about competition? So, and I'm going to repeat this till the day I die for over 50 years. Abolish the public schools today. They're the most dangerous institutions in America. The people that are brainwashing your children are nothing but a bunch of socialists who most of them don't even know it.
And these are the people, again, Mike, and I appreciate the call, and thank you for broadcasting this radio program, one of our great affiliates. The problem here is that we have turned our eyes, we have focused our attention on everything but the public school system. And this is where they, and Mike is correct, this is where they are radicalizing our country. And this is where they're raising up generations of young people to hate America. That's what's going on here. I'll share this this story with you from Minnesota. Fox News reporting. Emma Colton is the author. A public school there is asking boys and girls to role play sex scenarios as a gay or transgender person. And parents, this is from Richfield School Board, parents are intentionally being deceived and misled about what their children are being taught. The speakers are using a program called Rights, Respect, and Responsibility to teach kids how to be gay. What? The lessons include asking students to role play various relationship scenarios, including straight students pretending they are in a gay or lesbian relationship, and to work through whether the hypothetical couple should have sex. Now, this is what's going on in your public schools, and this is why, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot get change down at the Walmart, because kids don't know how to do basic math anymore. They don't even know what their pronouns are anymore. To Mike's point, public schools have become the enemy of the nation. And you hate to use that kind of language, but this is where we are. And until teachers and school leaders fight back against the unions and the government intrusion into the classroom, we're not going to be able to be effective in changing this country. We're just not going to be able to do it. All right, look, we've got to take a break here, pay some bills. 844-747-8868. Our good friend Governor Mike Huckabee coming up a little bit later. Also, we're checking in with our friends at Liberty University. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I'm sure I'm not the only one who's noticed it, but the state of our great nation has changed, and with it, so has the world's rock-solid confidence in the U.S. dollar. Thanks to our government's out-of-control spending, many believe we will see dark days ahead for the dollar. And that's why now, more than ever, I recommend you diversify with gold and silver. And the only company I recommend is American Hartford Gold. They sell physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA, and they make it so easy. They are the highest-rated firm in the country with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. And if you call them right now, they're going to give you up to $1,500 of free silver on your first order. So don't wait. Call them right now, folks. Call 855-913-1133. That's 855-913-1133. Or text Todd to 65532. That's 855-913-1133. Or text Todd to 65532. Now, if you've got a daughter or a granddaughter, or maybe you have a niece who competes in women's sports, I know you're going to agree with me. It is incredibly unfair for a university or a state government to force these girls, biological girls, to compete against biological men who identify as females. The fact is, males are bigger and stronger on the athletic field, and letting them compete in women's sports robs girls of competing in fair events. It also hurts their rankings and their chances at winning college scholarships. And these are scholarships they've been training for their entire lives. And that's where our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom are coming into the picture. ADF is the world's largest legal organization, and their mission is very simple: protecting religious freedom, protecting free speech, the sanctity of life, and increasingly fighting to protect women's sports programs from being undermined by political correctness. And where is that coming from? Well, you know, it's coming from these trendy officials who blur the lines between male and female. By the way, ADF, they provide all of their legal services for free to their clients. But folks, ADF needs our help, and they need it right now. Today, all I need you to do is go to ToddStarnes.com, and you are going to see right there on the front page a big banner: Alliance Defending Freedom, donate now. Your investment of $100 in the Freedom Fund is going to help ADF continue to fight these court battles and win your freedom, or the freedom of a young girl in your family faces a threat. ADF is there to help. Now, I want you to hear from someone who knows all about this mission that ADF is on, Christina Holcomb. She is an ADF legal counsel.
Well, we're incredibly grateful to be able to represent our clients pro bono for free. And that's all because of the incredibly generous gifts and donations of our ministry partners and supporters across the country, which enable us to litigate cases ensuring that female athletes can compete on a fair and a safe playing field.
So this is why we do what we do on this program. And you've heard from many ADF attorneys over the years, but they need our help. Again, they're not making bazillions of dollars. Everything they do is pro bono. So I hope you join me right now in supporting Alliance Defending Freedom. I made my donation last night. I hope you make yours today. Go to ToddStarnes.com and you'll see the ADF banner, or you can give them a call, 855-716-7491. That's 855-716-7491. to help ADF keep fighting for your freedoms. And by the way, you be sure to tell them Todd Starnes sent you over there. All right, let's get back to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Connor in Boston, Massachusetts, wants to weigh in on this crazy education story. Hey, Connor, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, my friend. It's a pleasure. And I'll tell you, what is going on in these in our school systems throughout the country, especially this one? You know, growing up in a blue state my whole life, even this surprises me. It's like there is not adults in our classrooms anymore. It's like when you talk about pedophilia for younger children, it's like if any of this does happen, like there is a pedophile who does end up coming into contact with one of these children, and something happens, are these administrators, are these library folks, are they going to be an accessory to a crime here? I mean, because quite frankly, I think if they're putting this into their system, they should be.
Yeah, Connor, I'm with you. I'm looking at the legal issues here. Look, I'm glad the books got pulled from the bookshelves, but my question is, who put those there? They were providing pornographic material to children, underage children. And you heard it from the school board. One of the school board members actually tried to get her to shut up because there were children in the room. Well, you know what? There were children in that public library, too. But beyond that, another school board member said, well, wait a second. This is a high school library. Who cares? There are underage kids in the high school as well.
Exactly, Todd. And I'm telling you, the problem here when it comes to the whole school system, the education system in this country, is it is so far gone right now that the next time we come into power as Republicans, on the local and on the federal level, I feel like we're going to have to take really adverse action here because, you know, these aren't just children. This is the future electorate right here. These are going to be future Democrats by the way this is going, because they don't teach our kids anymore how to critically think. They don't teach them basically what they should be teaching them about the government, about, like, you know, how they should be a successful citizen in society. And it's all about this, you know, all this nonsense out there, all this leftist agenda. And if we don't get a handle on it, you might as well just look at the Democratic United States of America, because that's where we're going.
You know, Connor, last week we played some audio from Arizona State University. They had a couple of white guys, and they were sitting down in a study room, and they were studying, minding their own business. And you had these black women start filming them and harassing them and accusing them of racism by being in a blacks-only or minority-only space. And they told them, basically, you need to get out of there. You don't need... As a matter of fact, we've got this audio. Let's take a listen.
Did I do wrong?
You have a bad...
You're offensive. Police lives matter?
You have the same sticker.
We're just trying to do school.
What?
You guys have the same sticker as the other...
But this is our space.
We've got a Police Lives Matter sticker, and we're getting kicked out. Can't do school. You just said we have to leave.
No, I said
you're making the space uncomfortable.
But you're white. Do you understand what a multicultural space? It means you're not being centered.
White's not a culture?
No, it's not a culture. It's white is not a culture. Say it again to the camera. You think whiteness is a culture?
This is insane.
So anyways, this is the violence that ASU does, and this is the type of people that they protect. Okay, this white man thinks he can take up our space. And this is why we need a multicultural space, because they think they can get away with this.
I'm going to sit here the whole time, and you can find somebody to kick
me out. That's cool. We're not
kicking you out. We're asking you to leave if you have any consideration for people of color and are marginalized.
Sure, clearly
is there
don't.
A room that I can go?
Yeah, the whole rest of the campus, the second floor, the first floor, the whole MU, every single part of the campus centers you. This is the only space that you're not centered, and you're still trying to center yourself, which is peak white cis male bullshit.
Okay, we're going to stop there. So, Connor, for the sake of this argument, you and I are both white guys. That woman, who the aggrieved student, is actually a graduate student. She is 30 years old. Now, that part of the story is not being covered. Arizona State University comes out and they announce that that it's, you know, everybody has a right to their views. Well, Connor, I'll just go ahead and say it, because I think everybody in the audience is thinking this. If that had been a situation where two white guys were ordering a black woman to leave the room, all hell would have broken loose in the mainstream media.
And you're 100% right, Todd. And I'll tell you one thing. You know, being a conservative millennial during the Trump first run to the White House in 2016, I was not shy around UMass Amherst about wearing my Make America Great Again hat. And you would have people coming up to you just basically calling it every name in the book, and I would tell every single one of them the same thing. If you got a problem with me, with the candidate I support, you're going to have to call the campus police to carry me out of this place, because I'm not leaving. I pay my tuition, and I am a taxpaying citizen, and I have the right to my own views. So people like us conservative young folks out here, us conservative millennials, then, you know, the next generation, we need to just take a stand to these thugs out there and just hold our ground peacefully, of course, but we're not going to give in, because if we give in, we lose the country.
Connor, I could not have said it better, and you're absolutely right. I mean, this is where we are in America right now. We can either take a stand, take back our public education system, or we've lost the country. Connor, thanks for the call. Good hearing from you. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. I will say this. One more point on this issue here, folks. And hear me on this. What that woman did in the library at Arizona State University is exactly out of the playbook of the Marxist and the fascist. They pretend to be the victims. They create some sort of a scenario. They instigate the scenario. And then all of a sudden, boom, the mainstream media jumps in and the bad guys become the good guys. That's what happened here. That's exactly what happened, by the way, in 1930s Germany. I know people don't like to bring that up, but it is a terrific comparison, because it is exactly what's happening right here in America. You better pay attention to this stuff, folks. You've got to pay attention to it, or else we are doomed, as they say. And I don't like to say we're doomed, because I do believe that people are beginning to get it. It's beginning to register with people that our public school classrooms have been turned into these indoctrination centers for the left. By the way, this story just coming out of New York, and you got to love this. So the governor of New York, one Kathy Hochul, and I don't think she was sexual. Was she sexually harassed by Cuomo? I don't think she was. She may have been one of the few gals up in Albany that were not accosted by the lover man, Andrew Cuomo. So the governor, Kathy Hochul, has implemented a mandatory vaccine policy. In other words, if you are a doctor, a nurse, a hospital technician, are you a pink lady just passing out the magazines in the hospital rooms? Every single one of you have to be vaccinated. Nursing homes, yeah, you got to be vaccinated too. And if you do not, you will lose your job. Well, there was just one problem. The state thought everybody, they were going to have 100% compliance. They thought everybody was going to comply. But that is not the case. As a matter of fact, in some places, upwards of 20% of medical workers across the state are not complying. They have yet to be vaccinated. Some areas have already had to cut service. Erie County Medical Center, they've suspended elective inpatient surgery, and they will no longer take ICU transfers. We told you about this one last week. Lewis County General Hospital, they stopped delivering babies. Well, I suppose nature could take care of that. But they stopped delivering babies after dozens of staff members quit their jobs. And by the way, let me stop for just a moment. Do not quit your job. Make them fire you. You've got to have a legal leg to stand on, and you will not have one if you just quit your job. So if your employer is telling you you got to get jabbed, do not comply. Do not resign. Make them fire you. Anyway, the governor says they may have to call up the National Guard. They may have to call up retired medical workers, and they may just have to yank kids right out of medical school that have not even finished their training to man these hospital positions. It's insane. This is going to happen in other areas of the country. I suspect it's already happening in other parts of the country. And I would like to hear from you if you are hearing that this is happening in your local hospital, or maybe other kinds of businesses where people are either being fired or they're resigning instead of getting the mandatory vaccine. And again, folks, not about the vaccine. You want to get the jab? Go for it. If you don't, that's your business. This is not about the vaccine. This is about personal freedom. That's what it's about. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Coming up in the next hour, the photographer who took the photograph of the Border Patrol agents on horseback is finally speaking out and says, hey, look, I was there, I took the picture, and I didn't see anybody whipping anybody. As a matter of fact, he said he saw Border Patrol agents trying to protect the illegal alien invaders from being trampled by the 1,200-pound horses. So we're going to get into that in the next hour of the program. Meanwhile, you have the Secretary of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, on the weekend shows talking about the 12,000 illegal aliens that were able to get into the country. We understand more are now on the way. Upwards, it could be as many as 20,000. Cut number two.
To answer my question directly, of the 17,400 that weren't deported back or didn't return on their own to Mexico, how many of them how many have been released into the U.S.?
They're released on conditions, yes. and approximately, I think it's about 10,000 or so. 12,000
have been released.
Yes.
And of the 5,000 that are still in process,
we will make determinations whether they will be returned to Haiti based on our public health and public interest authorities.
So are we talking about a total of 12,000 or could it be even higher?
It could be even higher. The number.
No, it is higher. And the man is lying to you, America. As a matter of fact, President Trump just put out a statement, and we have it on our website. President Trump says as many as 17,000 Haitian illegal aliens have been released into the country, and many of them, according to President Trump, says many of them are in fact infected with extremely dangerous contagious diseases. And that makes this next soundbite even more disturbing. Cut number six, please.
Of the 30,000 Haitians who came across the border into Del Rio, how many did your department test for COVID?
So we have strict COVID testing protocols that we apply across the board. We test, isolate, and quarantine unaccompanied children. We work with nonprofit organizations to test families. Those who are in ICE custody are tested, isolated, and quarantined. Those who are expelled under the Title 42 Public Health Authority are returned immediately. They are not placed in immigration court proceedings, and those we do not test because they are returned immediately.
But your own department's Inspector General said that your testing policy and the failure to test a lot of people who end up in this country, that you rely on local or state officials and a lot of people don't get tested, has put communities in this country at risk.
We concurred with those recommendations. We made improvements. That is also nothing new. That is exactly why we have an independent review of our operations to see where we can make improvements, where we can strengthen our processes, and that is exactly what we did here.
In other words, not a single person was tested. Not a single person was vaccinated. And I don't, if you go back and listen to this audio, and you should download the podcast, you'll be able to hear it for yourself. Chris Wallace didn't ask about the 10,000 illegals. He didn't ask about the 12,000 illegals from Haiti. He asked about the 30,000 illegal aliens, and more are coming up from Mexico. Folks, this is a full-blown invasion of the country. That's what this is. This is an effort by the Democrats to cause chaos in our society. They want to destabilize America. And what better way to do that than to bring in 1 million, 2 million, 3 million illegal aliens and dump them into your neighborhoods? Because that's what's going on right now. This is what Joe Biden is doing. And the mainstream media, they're catching on to it, but for all the wrong reasons, because they don't have a problem with this. They don't have a problem with the fact that Democrats want a permanent power base in America. And they're counting on every single one of those 30,000 illegal alien Haitians, including the children, to vote Democrat in the midterm 22 elections. All right. Wow. We've got a lot going on next hour of the program. ToddStarnes.com is the website. Got to check that out. We'll be right back, folks.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, America, let's get right to it. A lot going on this hour of the program. And I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always good to have our friend from across the Mississippi River, Governor Mike Huckabee, hanging out with us. Governor, hope you're doing good today.
You know, Todd, I'm doing good, and I just happened to cross over that Mississippi River. I'm actually driving on 240 East in Memphis right this very moment.
Well, Governor, you need to get on off 240 and come on over to the radio station, and we could just do this in person in the studio.
You know, I really thought about it. I'm on my way, unfortunately, to a funeral. And a friend of mine here in Memphis has passed away, and I'm going to be at the funeral this afternoon. So that's why I'm here. I wish I could say it was a pleasant experience to come to Memphis. It usually is because it's good barbecue and music. But today, I'm still happy to be with my friend Todd Starnes.
Indeed. And by the way, Governor, we have to brag on Sarah, your great daughter, running for governor there in Arkansas. She was the keynote speaker at our weekend Faith and Freedom celebration over at Truett McConnell. And she brought down the house, and it was I lost count of the standing ovation she got.
Well, you know, I don't like to go somewhere where she's just been because she is so popular. And, you know, my introductions these days, I don't get all this biographical information. And they just say, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sarah's dad. And yeah. That's it.
Well, it was a terrific night. And, of course, you spoke at a couple of years ago at one of our events. And folks just have a great time. They know how to entertain there in the North Georgia mountains.
Well, it's a beautiful campus. And those are some of the finest people Todd, as you well know, that you can find in the country, and that is one outstanding school. You know, if parents are afraid to send their kids to some crazy Harvard or Yale, I could highly recommend Truett McConnell, an outstanding Christian institution.
Well said. Governor, looking at a story from the Daily Wire, the new governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, was invited to say a few words at Sunday Mass in the Bronx, and she had a message for all the Christians who are not vaccinated. She says, you people are not listening to God, and that God wants you to get vaccinated.
You know, I don't know how she believes that she can speak for God on something like that. I thought we were supposed to follow the science. But I'm glad that politicians now want us to follow God, even though I think that many of them think they are God.
The governor goes, you're going to love this. The governor goes on to say, I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. You know,
you know what? Yeah, what we're seeing, though, is that this has become not an issue about vaccination and COVID. This is a virtue signaling. Todd, I've been vaccinated, so, you know, I'm speaking as somebody that believed that at my age it was probably the best thing for me to take the shot, but it didn't make me virtuous. And fact is, if somebody chooses not to take the shot, it doesn't bother me because they're not a threat to me. I don't know why it is that some of the politicians want to insist on something, you know, that really shouldn't matter to them personally. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
No, and especially, and again, it's the sheer hypocrisy of it all, especially when you look at what's happening on the southern border. You had Homeland Security Secretary admitting yesterday on the Sunday shows that none of these people, none of the 12 or 13 or however many thousands of illegal Haitians are there, none of them have been tested for the virus, and or none of them have gotten the vaccine.
Yeah, it's really stunning. And if it was the biggest deal that they make it to be, then why aren't they insisting that everyone crossing that border gets vaccinated and has a COVID test? And that shows the hypocrisy and the fact that there's something else at work here. It's not what they say it is.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Governor Mike Huckabee. Governor, going back to 2013, I was doing some research on this after the 60 Minutes interview with Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney last night stunned Leslie Stahl when she came out and said she was wrong to oppose gay marriage. And she also, in the course of that interview, affirmed transgenderism. And it reminded me of something that happened back in 2013 when this was a huge story, Liz Cheney breaking with her parents and her sister on that issue. And there were a lot of conservatives, even back then, who said, I don't know about this. I'm not sure how authentic this really is. Well, now those conservatives who had issues back in the day are quite frankly justified in their concerns.
It's very obvious that what Liz Cheney did then was merely a political calculation. Liz Cheney was acting in the best interest of Liz Cheney. And quite frankly, she's doing the same thing again, although I think she's misjudged this. I do not believe that the people of Wyoming want to send somebody who is left of center, somebody who hates the America First policies of Donald Trump, and instead has decided to become an ally of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the far left and the Marxists. She's just obviously interested in starving to maintain some sense of power and will do whatever it takes to get it. And that's the last kind of person we need in public office. My goodness, I'm praying that the people of Wyoming will be wise enough to tell her, thanks, no thanks, we've had all of you we want.
You know what I find fascinating about this, I'm trying to understand the political move here, because Wyoming is a very conservative state. She's already got issues with the Trump crowd. And now, does she think this is really going to endear her to the evangelicals and Catholics in Wyoming?
I can't imagine what her thinking is. But the truth is, Liz Cheney is as much Wyoming as I am California. You know, she may have had a connection because of her father, and she may have spent some time there, but she's a D.C. girl, born pretty much bread and butter, all D.C., and her mind thinks like a deep sea swamp rat. And that's all the more reason that she does not need to be in Congress, because we need to get that kind of Republican out. We need to get Republicans. You know, whether they love Donald Trump is not the question. I want them to believe that America is a great country, not a racist country. I want them to believe that we ought to stand up to China. I want them to be a person who will represent us and bring jobs back to this country, cut taxes of working people, do things that will help Americans, and not be ashamed about it. I'm tired of people who, for some reason, want to apologize for the United States of America. I'm not sure who it is that they want to serve, but it doesn't appear that it's the working class people of the United States.
No, I'm with you there, Governor. And on that note, we're going to have to leave it there. What is coming up on the big show this weekend?
Well, we've got our normal political guests. We're still working on that. If I may, let me tell you, if you missed last Saturday, I normally don't go backwards, but Meatloaf did his first performance in 6 years, and I'm telling you, it was one of the most surreal experiences of my life. And I hope if you didn't see it, go to Huckabee.tv and look at three songs that we did with Meatloaf. It was absolutely incredible. He is back, and what a great time we had. So you missed the Huckabee Show, you don't know what you're going to miss. It's always something pretty special.
Love it. All right. Well, folks, go back and check that out. And, of course, the governor again on every Saturday, TBN. And we've got the information on our website. Governor, be safe out there on 240, and you can listen to the traffic reports on 990 AM KWAM.
Take care, my friend.
All right, Governor Mike Huckabee, traveling the roadways here in Memphis, Tennessee. By the way, as we were chatting, I got a note from Liberty Counsel, one of the great religious liberty law firms. They're saying that they are now representing thousands of people who are being threatened on the job because of these vaccine mandates. They are leading the way with lawsuits in Maine. So you people up in Maine, listen up, as well as New York. They've already sent out a lot of demand letters. So if you are, if you live in those states, or if you're facing a threat on your job, you ought to give those folks a call over at Liberty Council. We're going to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
So we're going to have this video up on the website here in just a few moments. But Biden, there he is, getting the jab, rolling up the sleeve, and he's taking one in the arm. We don't know what it is. They say it's the booster shot, but I don't know about that. So look, I want to qualify what I'm about to read to you, and I want you to listen very clearly here. Now, this is, look, I know you guys are the most intelligent audience out there listening to the radio noon to 3 Eastern. I get that. But we got a lot of liberal lurkers, the people at places like Human Rights Campaign and Media Matters, Fox News, and these leftists, and they love listening. They're trolling our radio show, hoping that yours truly makes a mistake. But we don't make mistakes. On the rare moment that we do, we correct them. So that being said, this is for the leftist lurkers out there. We have reached out to the military for a comment. And we have not been able to verify this information. We are waiting for the military to respond. But I want to share this with you because it's starting to pick up a little steam on the social media sphere. There is a woman who identifies herself as an Army doctor and aerospace medicine specialist at Fort Rucker in Alabama. Her name is Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long. And she is calling on the Pentagon to ground all pilots that have taken the China virus shots, the vaccines. According to an affidavit that, again, has allegedly, and we're going to use that word heavily here, allegedly been taken, she says that she has been deposed, and she has sworn this statement to be the truth. But she's saying that a number of pilots have suffered heart problems as a result of getting the vaccine. And she believes that all pilots should be grounded until further notice. She points out that a majority of the pilots that are serving in the military are in their 20s, and they are typically in excellent physical condition. She says, and again, I'm scrolling through this information, she says that some of these pilots have now developed, as a result of getting the vaccine, have developed health problems. And she's concerned that some of these pilots may, in fact, suffer a heart attack while they are on a mission. She specifically references myocarditis. So we've reached out to the military. First of all, we want to find out if, in fact, this person is who she says she is. Second, we want to know if they have a response to these accusations that she is making. And third, we want to find out if, in fact, any pilots have been grounded as a result of getting the vaccine. So we're doing a little bit of journalism on the fly here on this particular story. But there you go. Now, that is an important thing for us to know because just a few moments ago, we got word that that Moderna and Pfizer have decided to add a warning label to their vaccines. No, this is, I'm just reading the report here. This is from Reuters. Now, I'm going to take you back 2 months ago. These are the headlines from Reuters. All right, I want you to listen to the how we have the progression here of what we have learned from the medical experts at the CDC. This is the headline from 2 months ago. The U.S. CDC has not seen a link between heart inflammation and COVID-19 vaccines. That was 2 months ago. This is the headline from a month ago. U.S. CDC looking into heart inflammation in some young vaccine recipients. And this is the latest headline from the from Reuters. FDA to add warning about rare heart inflammation to Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Well, I wish I would have known about that before I got the Moderna vaccine. That would have been really helpful to know. But you know what? Here's the reality. It would be really easy for me, who got the Moderna vaccine and suffered a severe side effect involving heart inflammation, it would have been easy for me to go out there and to blame the CDC for what happened. It would have been real easy for me to go out there and blame, I don't know, the pharmaceutical company or all of those pro-vaccine fundamentalists out there who are bullying and badgering people, telling them that if you don't get the vaccine, you're either going to die or you're going to kill somebody. I guess I could have blamed those people for my predicament. But you know what, folks? Here on the Todd Stearns radio program, we believe in something called personal responsibility. Ultimately, it was my decision, under the guidance of my doctor, to get the vaccine. It was, but even then, my doctor said, here's what you need to do. My cardiologist said, here's what you need to do. But ultimately, folks, the final decision was mine and mine alone to make. So there's really no one to blame here but myself. I'm the one that got me into this predicament. And it was not, no, yes, I understand the pro-vaccine fundamentalists are making their decisions based on faulty science and in many cases ignorance. But this is the reality of it all. And you mark my words. Wait, do we have this audio? We do have this audio. The chief executive officer of Pfizer was on a cable television today and said, you know what? It's not over yet. It may not even be over until next year. And even then, well, you got to hear this for yourself. Cut number five, please.
And remains to be seen. The most likely scenario for me, it is that because the virus is spread all over the world, that we will continue seeing new variants that are coming out. And also we will have vaccines that they will last at least a year. And I think the most likely scenario is annual revaccinations. But we don't know really. We need to wait and see the data.
So it may be over next year. So we're looking at what, late 2022, maybe into 2023? A pandemic that started in 2019, we only needed what? a couple of weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and here we are in a perpetual state of pandemic, not just here in America, but around the world. By the way, have you seen those photographs and the video images coming out of Australia? I mean, that's just obscene. I mean, they are literally hunting down people, knocking on their doors. This is unbelievable. Can I say, and I will say this. This is why we have a Second Amendment in America. What's happening right now in Australia cannot happen here because the population is armed. We, and I say this, I'd like to think this is matter-of-factly, but maybe there are people out there who disagree. I don't think we would allow that to happen here, where they're pulling people out of their homes who have either not been vaccinated or maybe they have attended a vaccine protest. They are attacking people. All of the police officers now wearing black, their faces covered, the whole nine yards. It's stormtrooper crap, folks. I've never seen anything like this. Australia is gone. I mean, it looks like some sort of a dystopian society. I don't think something like that could happen here. I mean, we are armed to the teeth, but I don't think we, the people, would tolerate that. Do you think? Well, I mean, we already had the vaccine passports. All right. That we've already shut down our churches and our businesses, but would we allow it to go that far? I don't know. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back, America. No, there's no way. Someone asked me about this. I got a text message that said, "Stearns, do you really think that Biden is getting the booster shot?" I mean, that I don't know. To be honest, I do not know. I mean, should we say allegedly he's getting something jabbed into his arm? It might be whatever that upper is they give the guy before the before he goes out to talk to the press corps. I don't know. We've got some audio. Let's take a listen. Okay, let's go on.
Mr. President, what do you say to world health leaders like the World Health Organization who say wealthy nations should help more countries without vaccinations get vaccinated before they can booster here in America?
We are helping. We're doing more than every other nation in the world combined. We're going to have well over 1.1 billion shots, and we're going to continue going. We're going to do our part. We've also given a great deal of funding to COVAX, which is a vehicle that does this. So we have plenty of opportunities to make sure we get everyone in the world to play our part, the largest part in the world, of getting everyone vaccinated.
How many Americans need to be vaccinated for us to go back to normal? Like, what is the percentage of total vaccination?
All right. So there you go. Just a few moments ago, there at the White House, Georgia Tech in Atlanta, an instructor at Georgia Tech threatened the entire class if they did not show up to class wearing a mask. This was at an algebra or a mathematics class. Professor Jankowski is the guy's name. Chris Jankowski, he is the director of graduate advising and assessment. And this is a brilliant strategy. I love this. This is great. If 100% of the class wears a mask, the lecture will receive a mark of 1 for mask wearing. If at least one student does not wear a mask, the entire class will receive a mark of 0. So this is pretty brilliant strategy. The professor is turning the kids against each other. And then he reiterated, one of the parents sent me a copy of the email. This is amazing. To be clear, if just one student does not wear a mask, even for part of the lecture, the entire class will receive a 0. This is stunning, but not all that surprising that you would see this kind of draconian attack on students at a public university. We're still waiting to hear back from Georgia Tech on that, and we will let you know. We've got the story up on our website, toddstearns.com. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. And the question we posed, and I think that Americans would stand up and fight, but I don't know. I genuinely don't know. But if we do not, Australia is going to become our reality. I mean, that's where all of this is going. But when you look at the early days of the pandemic and how readily so many people, including Republicans, were just willing to surrender their civil liberties, just turn over their constitutional rights. And did it really work? Seriously. I mean, are we better off now than we were back in 2019? Keep in mind, the longer this goes on, the better chance it has of becoming our new normal. I understand this. As long as if we do not draw a line in the sand, this will become reality for us. And I don't like it. You know, I was driving back, Grace, I was driving back from Truett McConnell University on Saturday, and it's about a 6.5-7 hour drive. You come down through Atlanta, and you take I-20 and then Interstate 22 from Birmingham up to Memphis.
Pretty good trek.
So I thought, you know what, I'm going to stop off at and grab some lunch. And I wanted to get an early lunch and thinking I would beat the crowd.
Sure.
Every single drive through, what the lines were down and around.
Wow.
And you can't go in. I would pull in and I thought, okay, I'll just go in and grab something. The dining rooms are closed.
Of
we don't
course.
We don't have enough staff.
Of course.
I mean, we've got a lazy ass country. I hate to say that, but it's true. Nobody wants to work.
Too much watching Netflix.
Everything. Waffle House, Cracker Barrel, you name it.
Even Chick-fil-A.
The ones around Memphis, I don't know what it's like in other parts of the country, but the Chick-fil-A's shut down at 9 o'clock.
Yep. Shut down early.
It makes everything you want to do in life unenjoyable.
Pretty much.
Because then you get frustrated.
Yes.
And you don't like to be frustrated on the road.
No, that's not a good combo.
I felt bad. I was driving. I was looking down at my, that's a very, I wouldn't say a desolate stretch of interstate, but there's nothing there except
sure.
trees. And I'm going about 85 miles an hour.
Tom.
And I look in the rear view and here comes the popo. But apparently somebody was driving 95 miles an hour just scooted past me. And I'm like,
you lucky duck.
Better ease up on the gas. Just ease up on the gas. But it was disappointing. I had to wait till I got home. Went down to the Kroger, put on some Kevlar, went down to the Kroger.
Oh, my gosh.
It's terrible. You had that shooting last week. So you got to be careful. It is Memphis. It's a war zone run by Democrats. Let's go to the phones. Rayma, listening to us from Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Love your show. And the thing is, I don't think the United States is going to stand up because Democrats are dumbing down the society. They are brainwashing these kids. And, they don't even get out of their basement to go to work, let alone they're going to fight anybody. I doubt it. This is just becoming so bad. I am just, if I have a minute, can I say something else?
Sure. So you, but before you do that, Rayma, so you really think this is it, that when push comes to shove, the kids are going to back down?
Yeah. They're doing it now. They're wearing 10 different masks on their, on their mouth, on their face, on their ears. They're just submitting to whatever Democrats want them to do. And, Republicans never stand up for our rights. They don't give their side of the story. And our freedoms are being taken away from us every day, minute by minute. And nobody's standing up for we the people. And we the people are scared to stand up for us because they throw the January 6th on our face.
Well, and by the way, which we now know through the reporting of the New York Times, that this came out late Friday over the weekend. The New York Times is reporting, Rayma, that the FBI was involved and a number of FBI agents were involved. So the question I have is, why did the FBI plot and plan an insurrection at the Capitol building?
Exactly. So it's all one-sided. Like I said, we don't have a party that has gonads. So we are basically left to fetch for ourselves. But people are afraid to fetch for themselves because they're going to end up in prison. They don't know what's going to happen. So that's one thing. But can I say another something?
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
The other thing is that I came to this country legally back in 1974. I work my butt off to where I am today. And I'd be damned if I'm sitting here and paying my taxes for some Haitian to walk over on a plane and get a meal ticket and a hotel ticket and everything else. Again, it goes back to these Republicans. They don't have a pair to stand up and say, hey, stop this, do this, you know, don't do this. There's nobody standing up for us.
That is a fair point. And we've been trying to make that point on this program that the true victims in all of this, aside from the American taxpayers, are the law-abiding people who do want to come to this country legally. Those people are shoved aside for these criminals, for these thugs, and these disease-infected people. And this is not hyperbole. These people are infected with communicable diseases, including some of the Afghans that have come over here.
One last point. My niece has been in the line to get a green card for 15 years now. Can you believe that? To get a green card to come here legally from India. And she is in that line while these people are just pouring right in.
Unbelievable. And the question is, who would you rather have in the country, your niece or some riffraff that literally broke the law as the first order of business coming into this country?
Exactly.
All right. Rayma. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you for the call, and give us a call back. I like the way she thinks, and we love all of our great listeners across the state of North Carolina.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
So, look, folks, for the next 30 days, we're going to be involved in a very important project, and we're going to need your help. This is a grassroots radio station. We don't have some sort of a big conglomerate working behind the scenes here. It's just you and me. And our good friends at Alliance Defending Freedom need our help. They are at the tip of the spear when it comes to fighting for religious liberty, fighting for freedom in America, whether it's religious liberty, free speech, marriage and family, pro-life issues, parental rights. They handle those cases, and they do it pro bono. So if you call up and if you don't have any money, they're not going to charge you anything if they take up your case. Well, that means we have a responsibility in all of this. And what is that responsibility? They need our help financially. And all this month, we are helping Alliance Defending Freedom raise money so they can fight these very important cases, whether it's Baronelle Stutzman, the elderly flower shop lady who was sued because she refused to participate in a same-sex wedding. It might be Jack Phillips, the baker from Colorado who's been under attack. Well, we're going to do our part on this radio program to lend them a helping hand. And here's what I want you to do. If you go to toddstearns.com right now, you will see the ADF banner. It's a burgundy banner. Click on that and all the information will be there so that you can help donate to support Alliance Defending Freedom. We're asking for $100, $100 a listener. You don't have $100. It's all right. $5, you know what? That will help. Every single dollar is going to help the cause. But we want you to go to toddstearns.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner and just follow the directions. Now, if you want to call, you can do that as well, 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461. Give them my name, Todd Starnes, and tell them you want to donate. You want to help out our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. This is what it's all about, folks. This radio program is about helping fight for our freedom every single day, and that's why we love our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Jim is listening to us on WSIC, Statesville, North Carolina. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. How you been?
I'm good. Thank you.
Very good. I was listening to the lady from Charlotte there that was saying that she thinks that the Republicans aren't getting the word out. Well, they're trying to, but the mainstream media doesn't interview them. They aren't on television. Everybody gets television. You might as well say 99% of the people. Some people have cable. Some people have antennas. But everybody gets ABC, NBC, MSNBC, all the rest of them. The mainstream media doesn't let them get the word out. All they talk about is Democrats. Sometimes you might see a few Republicans on Sunday on some of the talk shows, but that's about it. They can't get the word out.
Now, Jim, this is an interesting thought because a lot of people think, well, yeah, everybody's watching Newsmax or Fox News, but that's really not the case. You're talking about maybe maxing out at 3 million viewers on Fox News Channel. When you've got
exactly,
you got 250 million people in the country, that's not a lot of viewers.
And some of them are listening to radio. Some of them are listening to you and others on radio. I listen to you and Hannity all the time. And it's just frustrating to us Republicans that they can't get the word out because nobody wants to talk to them.
Now, and that is a fair point. And a lot of people do discount, you know, the network news, you know, whether it's David Muir or the others. I don't watch the network news. But millions of people, more people get their news from ABC, CBS, and NBC than they do from Fox News or any of the other cable channels. I mean, that's just a fact. And honestly, those, Jim, are extensions of MSNBC and CNN. So, yeah, that is frustrating. Here on this program, we've actually invited Democrats to come on the show. I would love to have them on to hear their minds, to debate with them. But they don't want to come on this show, Jim, because they know they're going to lose the debate.
Well, that's why they don't go on Newsmax or Fox, too.
Exactly.
Or Hannity,
yeah. That is true. Remember the old Hannity and Combs? I always kind of felt bad for Combs. He was a nice guy, by the way, Alan Combs. But he always lost. He always lost his fights with Sean Hannity.
Well, it's pretty hard to win a fight with Hannity.
Yeah,
you?
Well, you're kind to say that, but you know what? And I've seen Hannity do this as well. He's very respectful, but he's gonna push back. If people are spewing lies or trying to misrepresent the facts, and we do the same thing here on this program.
Yeah. Well, I thank God for that.
Well,
somebody's out there helping us.
Well, you're kind to say it, Jim. That's what we do, and God bless you, sir. Thank you for listening to this program, and invite your friends to give a listen as well. All right, folks. Wow, this day is just flying by for a Monday. I don't know what the heck is going on. We've got a lot more coming at you. We're gonna jump into this spending bill, folks. My sources tell me that government agencies are already preparing for a possible government shutdown. Will the Republicans hold their ground? Will Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema side with the Republicans? We're going to talk about that coming up in the next hour of the program. Also, our good friends from the Standing for Freedom Center at Liberty University are going to drop by, weigh in on the big stories of the day as well. All right. Hey, look, we've got to take a break here. Now is a great opportunity. Head over to the website, download our podcast. You can get it iTunes, TuneIn, you name it, Spotify. Yeah, all you. However you want the podcast, you're going to be able to get it over at the website. Stick around, America. We got Hour 3 coming up next.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's it. American ride.
All right, folks, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us this hour of the program. A lot going on. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. good to have with us from the great state of Maryland, Congressman Andy Harris, who also happens to be a medical doctor, unlike the First Lady, Dr. Mrs. Jill Biden. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Yeah, good to be with you, Todd.
So I was very encouraged to see a report coming out just a couple of days ago. I know a number of you up on Capitol Hill are wanting to provide some sort of protection for military personnel who are now being forced to get the vaccine, get the jab. What are you guys wanting the Pentagon to do?
Well, look, first of all, the Pentagon should make it clear that if you've had the disease and you have natural immunity and you have antibodies, then you shouldn't need a vaccine. And then even if you don't, the bottom line is that you shouldn't get a dishonorable discharge because you refuse to take the COVID vaccine. You know, they can separate you from service, but I think it's unfair to do that to our soldiers and sailors.
Are you hearing from anyone who has already been faced with that decision?
We've heard, since I'm a doctor, mostly from people in the medical field, and that's a whole different problem we're going to come up with when we have nurses by the dozens in many hospitals, you know, having to leave work and, you know, leaving the hospital short-staffed. But with the military, we've had one or two from the district. Again, I think most people are just going to feel they're going to have to be coerced into or are being coerced into taking this shot. And especially bothersome to me are those many young men and women who have had COVID, have natural immunity, and in whom it makes no sense to force them to take this shot.
Congressman, I'm wondering, have you heard of any reports of Air Force pilots, anybody that's flying a jet or a plane that has suffered a side effect as a result of getting the vaccine?
Well, we haven't personally heard of it, but of course there are occasional side effects from getting the vaccine. You know, there are some worrisome ones, especially the myocarditis in young people. And again, in our military, that would be a very great concern, especially since it's a second exposure that gets it to you. And again, a lot of our young men and women in the military have had COVID. That shot would be their second exposure, and I think it exposes them to a risk of myocarditis that they don't need to have.
You know, going back to the nurses, I know the governor of New York says she was looking at calling up the National Guard because so many people have not had that vaccine. And we don't know if those people have quit their jobs or have been fired. But that goes into effect today. There are only so many National Guard troops to go around, Congressman.
That's right. So the other thing she did was she declared that someone in any state, a nurse in any state, can come to New York and practice. Actually, our governor did it in Maryland because I think we're going to face the same crisis here in Maryland. So the first thing they're going to try to do is rob these nurses from other states. But in the end, you know, it's a game of it's a game of musical chairs. In the end, there aren't going to be enough nurses if you force them to take the vaccine or be fired.
There's a religious liberty organization, First Liberty Institute, and they've been very, very involved in taking on military religious liberty cases. But one of the most recent cases involves chaplains, congressmen, who are basically being told they have to coerce any service member who claims a religious exemption, and to the point they have to actually prove and demonstrate that they are in fact deeply involved in their religious belief system.
Well, you know, here's the problem, Todd. The government should never be the one making the decision about how involved you are with your religion or how deep your religious held beliefs are. That's between you, you know, you and your creator. When the government gets involved, it's a bad sign, and we've seen this for the past year and a half. The government wants to get involved into telling you what you believe and what you don't believe and what's valid to believe and what's not valid to believe, and that's just wrong.
All right. The clock is ticking, Congressman, on this debt ceiling issue. Where are we standing right now? What's your call?
Well, we're not hearing anything. It has to be done in the next few weeks. It's not as urgent as the continuing resolution, which has to be done by Friday. But the bottom line is that, you know, as Mitch McConnell says, the Democrats can do this by themselves. You know, the Republicans, by and large, almost to a person, are not going to vote for a debt ceiling increase. And so let the Democrats do it. Let them explain to the American people why they want to raise this debt ceiling to near $30 trillion, spend all this money that we don't have and just pass this debt on to future generations. Let them explain what's so important about their social, their social spending bill that they want to pass in the next few weeks.
Oh, one final question I wanted to ask you about going back to this vaccine for just a moment. You had the Homeland Security Secretary on the weekend shows now acknowledging that none of these Haitian illegal aliens were tested, nor were they vaccinated. We understand these people are being sent all over the country. What are we looking at? I mean, it's not just the COVID we ought to be concerned about.
Oh, absolutely not. You know, whether they're from Afghanistan or from Haiti, you know, tuberculosis is a huge issue. And this is something that, you know, that America has not had to deal with. But as we bring in untested people from foreign countries, again, we used to be very strict about testing people for infectious disease when they came to the United States. And apparently that's just all gone up in smoke. We don't test many people anymore. We're certainly letting people into this country willy-nilly without COVID testing, without vaccines, but it's other infectious diseases we have to be very worried about. We've already seen measles breakouts in the Afghans who are here.
Unbelievable. Well, Congressman, we appreciate the information you shared with us. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right, that's Congressman Andy Harris, a medical doctor from Maryland. What a mess. Jeez, aloo, America. What a mess. But we're going to keep an eye on it, and we'll see how things continue at the border. But it does not look good right now, and you should be more concerned about illegal aliens being dumped in your neighborhoods because they're going somewhere. By the way, all this month here on the Todd Stearns radio program, we are going to be raising money for our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. We bring you their stories all the time. Alliance Defending Freedom is defending religious liberty, defending the First Amendment, defending marriage and family, and the sanctity of life. And they're doing it without spending a single penny. They don't require their clients to pay anything. They do it pro bono. So that's where we come into the picture. And we're all about action on this radio program, and we need your help. We are raising this show is raising $25,000, and I think we could probably do that in one day, $25,000 to help our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. And if you want to give them a helping hand, I'm going to share the information for you. Keep in mind, this is the world's largest legal organization committed to protecting religious freedom and free speech. And again, they completely rely on the generous support of our listening audience. By the way, they've won 13 victories at the Supreme Court since 2011. That is just staggering, a staggering number, 13 victories. In other words, you're about to give money to an organization that gets results. So here's what I want you to do. Go to toddstearns.com right now, and you will see the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. I want you to click on that banner, and you'll be able to donate money lickety-split. It just takes a few minutes of your time. And we're asking folks, donate $100. You could donate $1,000 if you wanted to, or even $10,000, or just $5. I mean, whatever you are able to help with, we need your support. Alliance Defending Freedom needs our support. Again, toddstearns.com, or you can give them a call, 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Stearns.
What's going on over on Broadway? The great white wave, that's what they called it. Are they still able to call it that? That's what they've called it for years, for generations, the great white way. Broadway in a bit of a tizzy. I had no idea this was going down last night, Grace Baker, but apparently the Tony Awards were last night. You know, this is the award season.
I can't keep track of all the different ones.
The Tony Awards are given out for Broadway musicals and plays.
Okay.
There's no business like show business. It's fabulous.
That is the saying.
Fabulous. That jazz is hands. So there was there's some controversy, Grace, and there's a lot of it, too. There were two shows up for, I don't know, the big award, whatever that is.
The big award.
The big award. Well, let's call it the big award. One of them was, and here's the controversy. Well, I'll tell you the plays. One of them is called The Inheritance. It's a play about a bunch of gay guys. And the whole cast is, gay, I guess.
I guess that's the shtick.
That's the shtick. All right. So the whole cast is gay, but they're diverse. So we're talking about different ethnicities of gay people. All right. So it's a rainbow of jazz hands.
Please stop.
The other play is called The Slave Play, and you can pretty much guess what that's all about.
Gosh.
Yeah.
What are these names?
So The Slave Play, it's about racism, fundamental racism of America. You know, Grace, I just think about this for a moment. There you are with the husband, Mr. Producer, and you're like, honey, I want to take you out for a night on the town, you know, Broadway show. Let's go to catch a Broadway show. And, you know, back in the day, Grace, there were things like Hello, Dolly, My Fair Lady, Oklahoma. Oklahoma. You know, that's
Cats.
Never did understand that musical. What were they singing about?
Memories?
Memories, not memories. Memories.
Memories of their past cat lives.
What's the Fiddler on the Roof?
Yeah.
You know, just Mary Poppins.
Oh.
Was the Tarzan. They had Tarzan, you know.
The Lion King.
The Lion. I wasn't a big fan of that.
I loved the Lion King. Also, I love Hamilton.
I didn't understand. You know, they were rapping.
Didn't like it.
No, I walked
I
out.
Love it.
They needed to have the lyrics there. I didn't know what they were rapping about.
Oh, America.
And the only white guy in the movie was King George, and he was the bad guy. So I didn't know where it was very confusing. But anyway, the whole point of that is to go out for a night of entertainment.
Sure.
I'm not
be entertained.
I'm not sure I want to go see a slave play.
That sounds like
you
really
can see the headlines of Media Matters. Todd Starnes caught cheering during slave play.
It's like
white man. Evil. Or if they do jazz. No, if it's a play, I don't know if they sing. It's hard to sing and dance. I don't know. Anyway, Slave Play got 12 nominations,
wow.
So apparently very popular. That's pretty huge. They were thought to be the favorite. The New York Times loved it. Oh, it's fabulous, fabulous.
Of course, the New York Times, they love anything mainstream.
It turns out, though, they didn't win. The gay play won, and now nobody knows what to do. Because,
ooh,
you know, it's like competing race. You know, you're competing gender identity cards.
Just competing wokeness.
Oh, those racists. How dare they? How dare they not give the slave play the winners? Who do they think? Oh, wait, what? Oh, yay, gay people. We won. We won. Wait, they're not black. Oh, my God. It's hard. They're probably taking a lot of Tylenol on Broadway right now.
Oof.
They don't know what to do. Meanwhile, while all that's going down, apparently there's a play about non-binary and transsexual people called... I'm not making this up, Grace.
What?
Yeah, it's called...
I'm a Phantom of the Opera.
It's called Jagged Little Pill. That's the name of the show.
And we're just talking about Tylenol.
This is from the Huffington Post. So they won a Best Actress, and so the... And I guess it's a gal. I don't know what her pronouns are. These folk, it's a freak show on Broadway. I'm telling you. Nobody knows anybody's pronouns anymore. Anyway, she got up there in her speech and thanked all the trans and non-binary friends and colleagues on the play. There was a lot of controversy because backstage, the trans and non-binary actors said they were not treated well.
Oof.
And by that, probably somebody misgendered them.
I bet that was a very carefully articulated speech. You had to be really careful what you said.
One of the actors, a non-binary actor who uses they/them pronouns. I'm just reading this because it's very confusing. A non-binary actor who uses they/them pronouns. You know, can I just stop here? If you have to use they and them, that implies there are multiple people inside of you. I would just go to therapy so you can just break it down to either he or she, right? One personality. Anyway, a non-binary actor who uses they-them pronouns claimed on social media that members of the show's creative team force him to delay critical and necessary surgery to remove growths from they's vagina.
Ew.
That were making they anemic. That's very confusing.
TMI.
I'm just reading this here. I wonder what the song and choreography looks for in that song.
Ew.
Can you imagine? That's terrible. Must be painful. Anyway, they're all very upset, and Broadway is all... You know what? They ought to just shut it down. Just shut it down. That's what I say.
Sounds good.
So there you go. Just...
What in the world? I know I said come up with new ideas, but this wasn't what I had in mind.
I just don't understand. What is the point of Broadway now? It's certainly not for entertainment.
That doesn't sound very entertaining to me.
And then there's a big controversy. There's a show called Dear Evan Hansen. Have
yep.
you heard of this?
Yep.
And it's about a kid or something?
Yeah.
All right. They've got Chris Pratt, whatever. The guy from the musical or the movie thing.
Yes. Who played it in the Broadway show.
Yeah. So, but he's what, in his 30s?
Yeah.
So how do you get a 30-year-old to play a guy?
He's playing a high schooler. It's kind of weird. The soundtrack is actually really good, but the actual movie is probably going to be super duper weird.
The whole thing is weird. That may be the most normal show up there.
It's Ben Platt, by the way. That's the guy starring it. Not to be confused with Chris Pratt from Marvel.
Oh,
I just wanted to clarify.
I thought it was the Guardians of the Galaxy guy. No. And I'm like, that
Ben
guy doesn't
Platt.
Look like he's 13.
I knew that's who you were thinking of.
All right, thank
totally
you.
Totally different.
I don't know.
Imagine Chris Pratt dancing around a stage. No, I don't think so.
The family came up to watch to New York City, and they're like, "Oh, we want to go to a Broadway show." So we settled on is it Newsies?
Yes.
Is that the one about? As far as I can tell, it's about a bunch of paper boys dancing and
yep.
you know trying to unionize. And
basically.
I was like, I'm like, all right, it's okay. You know what it is? It's intermission. I mean, because then you realize, holy crap, we've got more of this. It's like, it's
you
not over.
You don't like show, like musicals.
No, I do like, you know, My Fair Lady, that was mm-hmm. a good one, or Oklahoma.
You where just the, like the title.
I love that one. It is a great, yeah. Or, you know, what, I don't know. It's The Music Man, that was a good one.
Okay.
They just don't make good musicals anymore. It's like, I don't know.
They've run out of ideas.
It's like critical race theory with, you know, jazz hands. I'm just saying. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Liberty University Studios. What an honor to have you with us today, noon to 3 Eastern. By the way, it is so very important that we support organizations that support our values, that reflect our values. And our good friends over at Patriot Mobile do just that, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And Patriot Mobile, they not only share our beliefs, but they're doing something about it by donating a portion of every dollar they receive to pro-life organizations, to Second Amendment organizations. And look, it's great. It's a great, great company with great service. As a matter of fact, Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage, and they use the same towers that the other carriers use, and they have plans to fit any budget, along with incredible discounts for our veteran and first responders. It's super easy to switch. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or you can call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Patriot. And I do want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker Lines. A very honored to have with us our friends from Liberty University and the Freedom Center. We have Scott Lamb and Ryan Helfenbein. Gentlemen, good to have you back with us.
Great to be back with you, Todd.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Well, guys, of course, one of the big stories we've been focusing on is what's been happening at the southern border. We now know from the photographer himself who took that photograph that of the Border Patrol agent on the horse with the illegals, that there was no whipping involved at all. As a matter of fact, the border agent was trying to protect the illegal from the horse, and yet nobody wants to correct the record here.
Yeah, he literally said of the whip, the photographer did, that it can be, quote, misconstrued when you're looking at the picture. Sure, that's why you go back and get a second look at it, or you ask the photographer, you ask other witnesses. You do that before, especially if you're the president of the United States, you do that before you say, quote, those people will pay. I mean, whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty, you know? And I'd hate to be the law enforcement guys down there who have the president of the United States, the head of the executive branch, saying those people will pay based on a camera angle that was misconstrued.
Ryan, go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, I'd add to that, this is all about a narrative that the left has created. The truth in that information does not matter to the president's administration. What he's trying to do more than anything is have a nation of non-enforcement when it comes to the borders. That's what he wants to do. That is his goal. And so what we're going to do is we're going to scapegoat our border agents that are actually trying to uphold the law, and we're going to try to get it to where we have open borders.
You know, what's really sad about all of this, guys, President Biden is doing exactly what his former boss did, Barack Obama, which is speak first before knowing the facts. Going back to the infamous incident where a Harvard professor was involved with two police officers who Obama said were acting stupidly, or the Trayvon Martin case. It is a very dangerous thing when you get out ahead of the investigation, you get out ahead of the facts.
And it also shows what your instincts are. If you're going to speak before you even know the facts, then what you're saying basically is what you are hoping is the case, or what you are instinctually led to be the case. So Border Patrol agents, bad. Immigrants, you know, innocent, worthy of something besides a whip. When in this case, of course, the whip wasn't even used and not even close to no intention there at all. So the instincts are what are scary, because you got an instinct that basically is a law and order scapegoating the men and women who are trying to, in this case, protect our borders. In other cases, defend Minneapolis businesses from burning into the ground in countless cities. So the instinct is the wrong instinct, especially as one who is the head of the executive branch, which is supposed to be defending the law.
And also deflecting, Ryan, from a major story happening in Afghanistan, where you have hundreds, if not thousands, of American citizens left behind enemy lines. And now we're watching the Taliban publicly hanging people, beating people in the streets.
Yeah, this is our state tax dollars at work. And it's scary how the State Department has turned a blind eye, the Department of Defense as well. And it's all ideologically driven and motivated. And in whatever, it doesn't matter what the former Trump administration did, right or wrong, and much of it right, the present administration is going to turn their back on any of those decisions. And it is not about America first or keeping American citizens safe or even keeping religious persecuted minorities safe. It is about another progressive woke agenda and exporting it worldwide. That's what they're doing.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker Lines, Scott Lamb from Liberty University, Ryan Helfenbein, who heads up the great Freedom Center there on campus, and you guys are well involved and engaged in the semester. I'm curious how things are going. You're traveling all over the country. What's the vibe among the student population about what's been happening in this country with the continued crackdowns on liberty?
Well, I would just say the students are bold. They're courageous. They're looking for leadership, Todd, more than anything. And they're drawn to people that are going out and leading. And I think of people like Sean Foyt, you know, who opens these worship events outdoors largely. And he's doing it on the basis, not because he's trying to first and foremost stick a finger in the eye of the government. He's doing it so on the basis of religious conviction. And we have to remember that in this country. And I also think of bold people like John MacArthur, Pastor John MacArthur. By the way, very different theologically than Sean Foyt. And by the way, coming to the same conclusion about religious liberty being preeminent, one of our first freedoms, pre-political freedoms in this country. Young students on the campus of Liberty University and elsewhere, they're looking for that kind of leadership.
You know, guys, I've got to get Scott, I've got to get you to weigh in on this. New York's Governor Kathy Hochul, we shared this with Governor Huckabee earlier in the program. She was at a church, a Christian cultural center. And by the way, you know, when either a Catholic or a non-Christian has written a story like this, because with the Christians, it's not going to church. It's always mass. They delivered a homily at Mass. This is at Christian Cultural Center, which is an evangelical church. And she says that unvaxxed Christians are not listening to God and that God wants you to be vaccinated. And this is a direct quote. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say we owe this to each other. Wow. Scott, how do you respond to something like that?
Obviously, she's just following the science, Todd. That's all it is. She's following the science. Listen, we had 15,000 people in a 25,000 seat football stadium here to open our home, the Liberty Flames football season about a month ago. The stories that went out afterwards was Liberty University flaunts science and the best COVID practices in their home opener. Okay, about 2 hours away, Virginia Tech had 66,000 also unmasked fans, and the only headlines that came out was, can you believe we beat UNC? I called the reporters and I said, listen, guys, you're not even trying to play fair here, okay? I mean, you know, if a Christian doesn't wear a mask or a Christian doesn't vaccinate, then they're basically trying to create a super spreader event. The rest of the public, well, we're just having a good time. Leave us alone. And I just call the double standard there, you know, in conservatives. It's not a matter of being vaccinated or unvaccinated. It's just can you show us, is this going to a vaccine mandate? Is that where this is headed? And I think, of course, Biden and others in that party are saying, well, you know, perhaps it is. The rest of us are just saying, you know, where in the world are you getting off with this newfound ability to force a vaccine? Again, it's a personal choice. A government mandated one is not. So show me the science.
Scott, if they give you any more trouble, just tell them, you know what, Liberty University, the kids want to celebrate Barack Obama's birthday through the fall at least 12 times. So.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Ryan, you guys have a big event coming up on campus. It's called the Student Leadership Summit, Freedom Uncensored. Like Mike Huckabee, Eric Metaxas, and Michael Knowles among the keynote speakers.
Yes, it's fantastic. Todd, this is going to be a huge event. It's going to be for our students first, but also we're opening it up to the public November the 12th and the 13th. Freedom Uncensored, Uncommon Courage in Unvirtuous Times. We're going to be leaning into that strike zone of cultural controversy. You know, the things that most people are shying away from, this is like Gideon's 300. We need to get down to the nitty-gritty. And young students are salivating for this because they want real leadership and they want courage. They want conviction. They also want clarity. We have to know our story and to tell it well. And so I'm encouraging everyone to go look at us on standingforfreedom.com. They're under events. It's going to be a big one.
All right. Standingforfreedom.com. If you'd like information on that event, ladies and gentlemen, that's standingforfreedom.com. All right, Scott, Ryan, always good having you on the program.
Good to be on, Todd. Thanks.
All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show on this Monday edition. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Our good friend, haven't heard from our good friend Joe from LJ in a long time. Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Todd, great show. I've been busy recruiting young people for my leadership class, young conservatives. But what I called you about today is at lunch today, I talked to Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she said she's doing everything in her power to stop this unbelievable $5.5 trillion budget bill, which has just got to be stopped. And I want to encourage everybody to follow the example of Marjorie. Call your congressman or senator and tell them to stop, do everything possible, because, Todd, this is the worst thing that could happen to the country. We can't afford. We already have a $30 trillion debt. We can't afford another $5 trillion. So I just thank God for Marjorie Greene. I'm going to spend the rest of my life trying to elect taxpayer and small business champions like Marjorie. But I just really appreciate her, and I would encourage all your listeners to contact their elected leaders and ask them to stop this terrible spending bill before it bankrupts our country.
You know, Joe, it is a terrible spending bill, and I hope somebody has a measure of common sense there. There's been another little controversy popping up after President Trump's remarks in Perry, Georgia, where he came after Brian Kemp. I mean, you know, there's no love lost between those two, but he's actually suggested that Stacey Abrams would have been a better governor. That did not get the response I think the president thought it was going to get.
Yeah, I disagree. I love President Trump, and I'd vote for his reelection, but I disagree. I strongly disagree with that. I don't think Georgia needs Stacey Abrams.
Yeah, no.
I respectfully disagree with President Trump, Todd.
Yeah, we've got to, and Joe, we've got to focus. You know, I think the Republicans, everybody needs to focus. We can't keep killing Republicans. I mean, this Republican-on-Republican violence has got to stop.
Yes, I totally agree with that. We need to work together. We got to take over Congress in 2022, the House and the Senate, which I think we will, and then reelect the Republican president. But I totally agree with you. We do not need to be attacking our own. I don't believe in personal attacks anyway.
I hear you.
Think, you know, I just don't believe in that. But, Todd, you're doing a great job, and I hear great things about you from everybody I'm talking to. So I just want to say to you, keep up the great job you're doing, Todd Starnes.
Yeah, you're kind to say that, Joe. Appreciate you listening. I want to go to this audio real quick here from, and it's a long one, but you need to listen to this. Jake Tapper actually did some journalism on Sunday, and he challenged the Homeland Security Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas. I want you to take a listen to cut number 8.
There's been a lot of controversy about the images of border agents on horseback addressing migrants at the border. Take a listen to what President Biden said about the investigation into those agents on horseback and how they treated the border, and what you said about that investigation into that.
I promise you those people will pay. They will be, an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences. There will be consequences.
I will not prejudge the facts. I do not in any way want to impair the integrity of the investigative process.
But, Mr. Secretary, you also said that the images, quote, horrified us. How can DHS claim to have an independent investigation into these Border Patrol agents when the president says, quote, those people will pay, and you say the images horrified us?
Jake, I think it's quite clear that what the images suggest horrified the American public. That is quite different than learning what actually happened, determining the facts, and the fact determinations will be made in an independent investigation by the Office for Professional Responsibility. And the facts that are adduced, the facts that are determined, will drive the outcome. Nothing less and nothing more.
What those images suggest, what they appeared
to portray was horrifying. And that, I think, deserves attention. That is quite different than fact determinations. And I will tell you, I served as a federal prosecutor for 12 years, and we conducted independent investigations despite what appearances might have been and the public outcry about them.
But that's the thing. Some of the initial descriptions of those images were just patently false. There's now video out there that provides more context. Having seen the video, are you certain that there was actually wrongdoing?
I am going to let those investigators make that determination, and then that determination will drive the outcome of the investigation.
Can the Border Patrol count on you and President Biden, who has said the people will pay, to come to a determination based on the facts and not based on Twitter outrage?
They sure can. And let me say something about that, Jake, because I've worked very closely with the men and women of U.S. Customs and Border Protection for many years, many, many years. And they are heroic, what they do. And I saw their heroism displayed in Del Rio, Texas, last Monday when I was there on the ground. And that is emblematic of who they are, their commitment to this country, their talent, and tireless dedication to mission. I'm incredibly proud to work alongside them.
Well, as you know, a lot of those agents on horseback, they're on horse because there are no roads in so many parts of the border, and a lot of them have saved the lives of migrants trying to cross the river. The nice words you said about them, you should probably share with President Biden, not just with me today. Thank you.
Well said, Jake Tapper. You won't hear me say that very often, but it's true. We have all seen the photographs. There is now video evidence. We've heard from the photographer, the person who was there, the eyewitness who took these photos. And they all say the same thing. But President Biden, the Democrats, some in the mainstream media now, are beginning to they are using this as a way to deflect about what's happening in Afghanistan and what's happening up on Capitol Hill right now with the trillions of dollars of spending that's about to drop, not to mention inflation. So, look, we're going to keep our eye on this. Folks, ToddStarnes.com. Be sure to check it out. Lots of great stories. If you haven't already done so, sign up for our newsletter. It should be coming out, today's edition, coming out in about 30 seconds or so. You better hurry. But anyway, folks, get out there. Have a great day, America.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.